So we're going to do our second, what we're now going to call a quick cast, a sort of supplement to the DigiCast series, which is a series of 5-minute little podcasts with local voices kind of talking about relevant local topics. And this time we are with a local programmer and weather geek extraordinaire, Jared Smith. And say hello, Jared.
Hey, Ken.
And so the topic of the weather day is Ida, which has popped up late in the hurricane season. One of the things Jared's really good at is kind of deciphering jargon that comes out of the National Weather Service. And if you have any sort of weather inkling in you, sometimes you'll look at the National Weather Service's text product display, which by its name you can tell is a very abstract text. And I'll just read the synopsis real quick here, and Jared's going to offer his take on it. It says, Tropical Storm Ida will move north across the northern Gulf of Mexico through tonight and is forecast to make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast Tuesday morning. Ida's remnant low will move east Wednesday and will emerge off the northeast Florida coast Thursday, resulting in unsettled conditions across the region. High pressure will then build back into the region by Friday and will remain the dominant weather feature through the upcoming weekend. So what does that mean?
Okay, so basically it means that, yes, Ida is going to come ashore overnight. It is very close now. Let's see. I'm looking at the fix from 3 Central, 4 Eastern, 70-mile-an-hour winds. It is getting pretty close to Pensacola. So, yeah, it's going to come ashore tonight. And then what's going to happen is that a couple things are going to happen. One, because obviously it moves inland and it can't be over those warm waters. In fact, it's not in much warm water now. It's amazing. It's maintaining its strength the way it is. What will happen, a couple things are going to happen. One, it's going to turn, it's going to make a sharp turn right. So it's going to turn east, and it's just the center of it's kind of going to lollygag. But that's not, the center of the storm becomes irrelevant, you know, shortly after it makes landfall, because there's a frontal system stalled out underneath, you know, just south of South Carolina. In fact, that's what's helping to kick some showers on this evening, Georgia, Alabama. And Ida's going to get caught up in that. And it's going to become just a regular low. It's just going to become, you know, an everyday storm. What happens when that happens is that typically tropical systems are pretty tightly contained. They don't generally spread out too much. These storms spread out a little bit more, and what's going to happen also is that the high pressure that was bringing in some nice weather earlier this week got pushed out of the way and is going to be, you know, building back in. The high pressure and the low pressure from Ida are going to create like a funnel effect, in a sense, and funnel in really sharp winds from the east. So especially along the coast, we got, you know, worries about erosion, possibly high surf, a little bit of coastal flooding is probably likely in Charleston, especially with the rain tomorrow. And so anyway, these rain fields and these wind fields get really spread out. And that's kind of what we're looking at. We're not looking at, you know, anything. You're not going to have to board up for this one or anything like that. But basically, it's going to be rainy and it's going to be windy.
So if I'm understanding correct, right now the rain we're getting, because we're recording this at 6:30 on Monday night, the rain we're getting right now is basically random rain that's pushed in. Mm-hmm. And then in about 24 hours or so, we're going to start to see Ida that's moved eastward and has kind of then, as it's breaking down, will kind of get caught off the coast of Florida and just kind of just start dumping its built up moisture.
Yeah, this three day cone right now actually has the center of the storm actually turning southward and paralleling the in the last fix they have on 12 o'clock Wednesday. It's paralleling the Florida coast. They're not quite sure what's going to happen. This is always tricky when a storm breaks down like this, especially this late in the year. So we just want to make sure, you know, that rain, all that moisture that Ida's got is going to spread along this boundary. Ida itself will dissipate, and then this will get wrapped around, move up, and could cause a nor'easter, actually, possibly later in the week for our northeastern friends.
Yeah, I'm looking at the three-day cast right now. It's certainly unusual in the fact that it's moving east as opposed to most go west.
All the patterns now at this point, it's so late in the year, all the patterns have shifted to, you know, we've shifted into that wintertime pattern just about where we have the storms coming from west to east. And so it's just getting caught up in that cycle now.
The rain we're getting now looks like it's slowing down. And then in about another 24 hours or so, we could expect it to possibly pick back up. Is that
Yeah. Yep, it'll pick up. You're going to get some pretty strong winds along the coast. There's talks of some high wind warning or, you know, wind advisories. Those are two different things. Some wind advisories going up, some lake wind advisories up at Lake Moultrie. And, you know, they even mentioned something about gale warnings for Charleston Harbor, but we've got to wait and see on that. But, yeah, it's going to get rainier. It's going to be pretty steady tomorrow, especially tomorrow evening, it looks like right now. But then again, this is all still kind of up in the air. The pinpoints are still – it all depends on the landfall and when it makes a turn.
So this all segues nicely into the, I guess, the second part, which is as the storm develops and changes and evolves or does whatever it does, what do you recommend for people that are trying to stay in touch with what's happening and what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. What's the spot to go to?
Sure. Well, if you're in Charleston, follow CHSWX on Twitter. I pump out all the relevant information targeted to the Charleston area. About, you know, this storm and anything else that comes up. So CHSWX, we have a blog going right now at blog.charlestonwx.com. It's called Eye on Ida. And I'm also putting some additional information as I get it off the weather wire, just adding quick interpretation so y'all can kind of see what's happening. And I try to narrowly focus it to Charleston. If you're not in Charleston, then, of course, you know, Weather Underground is a great place. They kind of go above and beyond what the National Weather Service does.
Well, that about does it for me, unless... you have something you'd like to add?
No, this is good so far. I think, you know, it's going to be rainy. It's going to be windy. It's going to make for some fairly treacherous travel tomorrow evening.
So the hurricane we never got.
It's yeah, it kind of sort of is in a way. People are probably a little more aware of it because it had a name at one point. And we all, you know, we in Charleston love our names on our rain and wind. So, but it should not be. It's, again, nothing to board up for, nothing to really worry about. Don't worry about stocking the fridge or anything like that. Not likely to see too many issues up this way.
Very cool. Well, happy hurricane stalking, Jared.
And thank you, Ken.
Thanks for talking.
My pleasure, man. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to our DigiCast QuickCast. And if you would like to be featured in a QuickCast or have an idea for a full-featured DigiCast, drop us an email at contact@thedigitel.com.